Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 56, including the results from the weekend of October 14th through the 16th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office. My name is Tony. You are listening to the results show for episode number 56. If this is your first time listening, you may want to go back and check another episode in the feed. This episode is simply the results, so you might be a little confused if you start listening here. This is the standard disclaimer. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to Friday's episode. I think this episode will make more sense if you listen to that one. Well, we've had a decent week this week, not terrible, unless your name is Tony or Jonathan, in which case it wasn't a great week. the new movies coming out this weekend kind of threw a few of us for a loop, quite a few of us actually. I think most of us thought that Footloose would do better than it did. And many of us thought The Big Year would do much better than it did. So, first off, let's go ahead and talk about Scott, Foul Sorceress. He got our singular 25 this week. His first five are the first five as they were on the box office this weekend, which were Real Steel again at number one. It had a gross of $16.2 million for the weekend. Footloose just behind it with $15.5 million. The Thing, the 2011 version, it came in with $8.4 million. The Ides of March with $7.1 million. Dolphin Tale with $6.2 million. Moneyball with $5.4 million. And nobody picked the 7th or 8th place films Courageous and 50-50. Actually, it was 50-50 and 7th, Courageous and 8th. But quite a few of us picked The Big Year, which ended up in 9th place with a gross of $3.2 million. So, yeah, Steve Martin, Jack Black, Wilson, whichever one you are. I don't remember which brother. You guys owe us big, because your movie apparently tanked this weekend, and you messed us all up. So congratulations to Scott for picking those top five in order. Congratulations also to Mentally. Mentally got to 23 this week. She had picked Real Steel at number one, Footloose at number two, which those were. Ides of March in third, and The Thing at number four. They were actually reversed. And then Dolphin Tale at number five. So congratulations on the 23 this weekend. Next up, we have a voicemail from Tad.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad and Mesa calling in with my picks for this week. It wasn't too bad a week for picks, I guess. So, you know, down toward the end, I had to think a little bit. But I'm going with Footloose at number one, Real Steel at number two. I think Footloose is just going to edge out Real Steel, but I think it's going to be pretty close. It could go either way. I'm going to put The Thing at number three. I'm going to put Ides of March at number four, and I think Dolphin Tales is going to, being it's the only kid movie and there's no other kid movies coming out this week, and I mean, I know it's getting kind of old, but I think it's going to have enough to just push out The Big Year, so I'm going to go with Dolphin Tale at number five. So again, my picks are Footloose number one, Real Steel number two, The Thing number three, Ides of March number four, and Dolphin Tale number five.
All right,
thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, Tad. Yeah, we've got also Father Beast and Mrs. Beast made those same selections. Again, those were Footloose at number one, Real Steel at number two. Those were reversed, so lost 2 points for Footloose, one for Real Steel. The Thing, Ides of March, and Dolphin Tale were all correct in third, fourth, and fifth place, ending up with a 22 on the weekend for Tad, Father Beast, and Mrs. Beast. We have another voicemail, the only second and final voicemail of this week.
Hey, this is William calling in my picks for the week. You know, apparently things worked so well for me, just jumping on someone else's bandwagon. last week. Thank you, BD. I figure I'll just do the same again this week. So let's see. Andrew looks like he has some good picks, so I'll just jump on with him. Now, just for convenience sake, that's Real Steel number 1, Footloose 2, The Thing 3, Ides of March 4, and The Big Year at number 5. So, once again, good luck, Andrew. Hopefully you're doing well, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you, William. Yeah, again, William has chosen to make selections similar to someone else, and again, chose fairly well. Chose along with Andrew. Uriah also made the same set of picks, and that was Real Steel at number 1, Footloose at number 2, The Thing at number 3, Ides of March at number 4. Those four were all correct. And then finally, The Big Year, which ended up in 9th. They picked it in 5th, lost 4 points there. So those three gentlemen all end with a 21 for this weekend. Also with a 21 mark, he did it in a slightly different way. He picked Footloose at number 1, Real Steel at number 2, The Thing at number 3, Ides of March at number 4, and Moneyball at number 5. So he lost 2 points for Footloose, 1 for Real Steel, and 1 for Moneyball. The only 20 of the week was by Jeff. He picked Footloose at number 1, Real Steel at number 2. Those, of course, were reversed. Lost 3 points total there. The Thing at number 3, that was correct. Dolphin Tale at number 4, and Ides of March in 5th. Again, those were reversed and lost 2 more points there for a total of 5 points lost. He ended up with 20 this week. Cougaron picked The Thing at number 1. It was in 3rd place, so he lost 4 points there. He was the only outlier for first place. Everybody else picked either Footloose or Real Steel, and Cougaron, I think if John Carpenter would have come back, I might have backed you with that number 1 pick, because I know a lot more people who would have jumped at the opportunity to see John Carpenter working again in with The Thing, either as a prequel or a sequel. Hell, I'd have even gone to see a remake this weekend if John Carpenter wanted to remake it. I think he was a little more wise than that. But, so Cougaron also picked Real Steel at number 2, Footloose at number 3. Those were shifted down 1 point from where they were, so he lost a total of 6 points there on the first 3 picks. But he did have Ides of March and Dolphin Tale correctly at 4th and 5th. He had a 19 on the weekend. Art picked Footloose at number 1, Real Steel at number 2, and those were reversed, lost 3 points. The Thing at number 3, Ides of March at number 4, those were correct. And then The Big Year at number 5, which lost him 4 points. Art ended the week with an 18. Next up, Jonathan and I made the same picks, and we both picked Footloose at number 1, lost 2 points. Real Steel at number 2, lost a point. The Thing at number 3, which was correct. Big Year at number 4, losing a whopping 5 points on that pick alone. So we chose poorly there. And then Ides of March in 5th, it of course was in 4th, so we lost 1 more point. We both ended up with a 16. Finally, we had BD, who also got a 16. He got Footloose at number 1, The Thing at number 2, Real Steel at number 3, Ides of March at number 4, and The Big Year at number 5. So he lost 2 points for Footloose, 1 for The Thing, 2 for Real Steel, and 4 for The Big Year. He also had a 16, along with Jonathan and I. So good company, BD. The only other thing I think of note for this week, we will, of course, have our regular Backseat Producers, Backseat Box Office recording on Wednesday evening. But this past Monday, we released our 200th episode of Backseat Producers. This was the episode recorded at Archon. We talked about the Lord of the Rings films, the whole trilogy. We talked about the extended editions. I honestly don't think it really mattered that much if it was the extended editions or the theatrical cut. I think we did mention a few of the differences, but to be quite honest, it was mostly extensions of scenes and a few things added here and there. For the most part, the bulk of the film is retained, regardless of which version you see. I do highly recommend you give it a listen. Even if you're not interested in listening, please come to the website and look at the art that was posted along with the episode. This was a piece of art that David Bednar, the great Mr. Chibi, sketched while we were recording. And he started at the beginning of the recording and ended as we ended the recording. It is a fabulous, fabulous take on what we've been referring to as the Fellowship of the Backseat. It was the seven hosts who were behind the mic: myself, Daryl, Adam, David, Chibi, Sam, Jonathan, and Andrew. We had a great time recording. Had a lot of fun. Played along with the drinking game rules. Had a great time. Had a good discussion about the films. And Chibi's art is incredible. It's for just being sketched on the fly while we were discussing the movie. He did an amazing job. So please go check that out. Give him a shout out on Twitter. Let him know you saw it and what you think of it. Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into the leaderboard real quick and see how things shook up, because things did shake up just a little bit. We had in 10th place, Jonathan, if we're going to just talk about the hosts to begin with. Jonathan moved from 7th to 10th. His 16 brought his average to an 18.17. Andrew moved from 7th to 6th. I'm sorry, from 6th to 7th, he fell one position. His 21 actually brought his average up to a 19.5, but there was enough movement around him that he actually dropped a spot. And then I fell from 3rd to 5th, mostly because there was a tie for 4th right behind me, and both of those guys just kind of bumped me right out of the way. My score of a 16 brought me down to a 20.5 average. One other thing to note, mentally, jumped from 17th to 15th. Her 23 this week brought her average up, I think, almost a point and a half. So good job mentally, and hopefully you keep that upward momentum. That was a great set of picks this week. So let's go ahead and hit the top 10. Mentioned before, Jonathan was in 10th. Cougaron maintained the 9th place. Can't speak all of a sudden. Cougaron maintained the 9th place position. His 19 this week brought his average up slightly to 18.33. Uriah moved from 10th to 8th. His 21 brought him up to an 18.5. Andrew, again, is in 7th currently. Scott, his 25 bumped him from 7th to 6th. He's the one that actually bumped Andrew down, and his score, his average is now a 19.67, so pretty close, still within just 0.2 of a point. So we'll still see some movement, I'm sure, in these top scores. There's no blowouts yet. Again, I'm in 5th right now. Jeff maintained the 4th place position. He was tied for 4th before. His 20 this week brought his average to a 21. Rich did not participate. He was given a score of 19.2, which, if you recall, and if you haven't checked out the scoring, if you miss 2 weeks in a row, or I'm sorry, if you miss 2 weeks overall, you begin to start getting assigned scores. And the scoring is done by taking the average of all the scores, or your average, whichever of the two of those is lowest. You then lose 1 point, and that is the score that is assigned to you. His average was actually it was over 21, so we had to take the average for the whole group, which was a 20.2. Take 1 point off of that, and he got a 19.2 this week. Tad jumped from 4th to 2nd. His 22 brought him to a 21.33. And BD, who scored the same as Jonathan and I, got a 16. So even at the top of that pedestal that he was up on, his 16 this week brought him down to a 21.5. Tad is less than 0.2 of a point away from that. So very close between those top two scores right now. BD, though, still does maintain the first place position. One other note, Crazy Jeff also began hitting the points that that Rich did. He has gone, he has burned through his mulligans, and he is currently, previously he had an average of 15, so he was given a 14 this week, and his score has fallen to a 14.67. Finally, a note, William Paul, I need to make an apology. The week of September 23rd through 25th, he had placed picks. He placed them on Twitter, and he did it with a hashtag BSBO, and I missed it. I just flat out missed it, and I apologize to you, William. Thank you for correcting me, and thank you for walking through it and showing me exactly where those were. I know it was probably a little bit frustrating for you, and it was annoying to me because I knew they were out there. I couldn't see them. So thank you for pointing those out, and I do apologize. He got actually a score of a 10 that week, so it was better than his 7, the 7s that he had surrounding it. I would imagine he probably would have wished that I'd not see that one. Though, to be fair, he does still get one extra mulligan now because that was one of the two that I thought he had used. His score is currently, his average is currently a 15. And just for the record, since he got mentioned, I'm sorry, his average score is currently a 14. His 21 this week brought him up to that, and he is currently in 18th place. So, again, apologies to William. Congrats to Mentally and to Scott for the top two scores this week. And congrats to Tad for, man, knocking on BD's doorstep for first place. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. We do appreciate it, and we hope that you continue to play along, even if a score does go a little south for you every once in a while. Unfortunately, I've seen an instance or two where a particularly low score will cause a person to no longer participate, and I hope that's not the case with some people. Hopefully things just have gotten out of hand for them in their lives. So thanks again, and come back on Friday and see what Jonathan and I cook up for Backseat Producers, or I'm sorry, Backseat Box Office this week, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Andrew might be out. Can't really tell you why. Morality clause.